Take your seats, will you make a start? Declan, Brian. Brian, can you join us? Okay, councillors are very welcome to this evening's meeting. Can we take any apologies? Councillors Tinley and Devlin. Any others? Okay. Any declarations of interest?
Chairman, can myself and Trudy Carvel contribute to the SPR minutes? And in regard to item 16, all staff will be leaving, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we had some tragedy in our district over the past month, so we'd like to pass our condolences on to the families of Marty Patterson and Shane McAnallan, who tragically died in the roads over St. Patrick's weekend, and also to one of our temporary staff members. Condolences to the family of Ruth McGuire, who tragically died in Carrinfler. And we also like to pass our condolences on to the family of Council Herity on the recent passing of his father. And then we'll move on to some of our brighter things. Congratulations to all involved in St. Patrick's weekend events in Downpatrick and Uri. I think we'll all agree that they were a much better spectacle than they were last year. And I think we should build on that in years going forward to make them the events that they should be, and particularly in Downpatrick and the home of St. Patrick. Not the home of St. Patrick, as Wolsey does. The grave of St. Patrick. We pass on our congratulations to St. Coleman's and Uri on winning the Ranafast Cup, and also to St. Patrick's Grammar School in Downpatrick on winning the McLaren Cup. And also our congratulations to all those who won awards at the YAFTAs this month, and indeed to the Downpatrick side, where we've had the Chairman's Awards to the recipients of those. We also have received thanks from Nottingham City Council for taking part in their St. Patrick's Day 30th anniversary parade, where Councillor Andrews represented the council. So we'll move on to the meeting then. So the action sheet arising from the council meeting held on the 4th of March. Liam?
Chairman, again, most of the actions were underway. Some of the responses are included in the meeting tonight. And I don't have any further to say other than if any members have any questions, happy to pick that up, Chairman.
Okay, any questions? Okay, everybody happy enough? We'll move on to the minutes of the council meeting held on the 4th of March 2019. Again, for accuracy, this is page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Okay, any matters arising? Okay, we'll move on to the minutes of the special council meeting held on Wednesday the 6th of March. Again, for accuracy, page 1, 2, 3. Proposed Councillor Rowan, second Councillor Burgess. Any matters arising?
No.
Okay, we'll move on to the minutes of the Enterprise Regeneration Tourism Committee held on the 11th of March. Again, for accuracy, with pages 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Proposed. Councillor McMahon proposed. Councillor Kern second. Any matters arising?
Yes, Chair. Just Chair, page 3 on the.
Sorry, Councillor McAteer.
Yeah. There was someone who provided the information on when the. The Warren Point Market, the artisan market, was taking place. I just haven't heard from anybody as yet.
Sure, I'll come back on that tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Page 5, actually, goes on to the Belfast City deal. Just that it raised the ERT about the warden, and I know I was speaking to officers in between the meeting, but I just want clarity here at the full council meeting that the warden is only up to $350 million in the UK Treasury based on the projects going forward, and that it'll be the match funding of the instalment of what's paid in here. So it was how definitive it was for the other funding streams, but for the UK Treasury we set up to just get clarification on that, that's only around the projects going forward, and that warden can't be interpreted as watering down the commitment from the UK Treasury. And also just, I want to get assurances from officers that there is no impediment going forward regarding Stormont being up and running, because being at a couple of the meetings, and there was one up in Ballymena where you had raised this, that would there be a need to have Stormont up and running to advance the city deal? And it was clear at that meeting that the answer was no. It's sort of getting a wee bit wavy on that, and I'm hearing that it might be. So I want to get clarity on that as well.
Chairman, just in terms of the deal, the announcement in the budget was $350 million from the Treasury. So that's part of the budget statement that was announced in the spring budget. So that, you know, that is confirmed from the Treasury. The $350K, the other $350K from the Stormont departments, it's relying again on the executive coming back. But as Councillor Burden, which is the second part of your question, is in terms of how sure that is. Again, this is a deal. This is a package whereby basically all aspects tie together. So the package is based on the impact of these projects, independent economic assessment of these packages to deliver increase 4% increase in GVA and target social inclusion. Any variation in terms of the project method would impact the overall deal, and that there would cause problem. Again, I think that there has been significant discussions going on with the political parties from a stronger perspective in terms of brought along. They have agreed to that there, but again, we don't have an executive to agree to that. But the other argument is 350 million pounds coming from additional money coming to this area, to this region, from Treasury. I don't know why any minister would actually wish to change that, or political party would wish to change that, with the potential of losing additional 350 million investment in digital and digital connectivity and investment and innovation in the region. So I think we are in the impasse, in terms of political impasse, but the Secretary of State signed it off. We will be signing it off, you know, following on from the council meeting tonight in our position. And again, you know, it will be signed off. The Secretary of State will sign off on behalf of both of the moment. But again, there will be a review of it whenever the executive comes back into power. But as I said, that you know, any change in that there would impact on the terms of the deal. So we don't envisage that at this point in time.
Okay, was that clear enough for you, Councillor Byrne? Yeah, okay. Councillor Burgess?
Yes, Chair. On page 8, it was unanimously agreed that council officials would provide an update on how the consultation was carried out regards to Deer Park. I was wondering when that will be sent to the councillors, or the councillor to ask that.
Yeah, Chair, I can get a schedule of all the various consultation events that have been held in relation to Deer Park and sent to all members. We're currently working on a schedule for this year and don't have the detail of all of that yet, but we will certainly get that issued.
Thank you, Councillor Burgess. And just on the item financial support for Maiden Mourne, I can report that I had a conversation with Jenny at an event, and she talked about how well that project went. So I think it would say that our £1,250 was well spent in backing that trip. Okay, so we'll move on to item 7, which is minutes of Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee, held on the 14th of March. Again, for accuracy, so page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. The proposer, Councillor Burgess, Councillor Dornan. Any matters arising? Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, just get the page here for you, Chair.
You'll just bring your microphone a little bit closer to you.
Can't find the page, Chair. It's It's in relation to the payment for the big screen in the department.
It's page 5.
Page 5. Yes. Thanks, Chair. And I proposed this at the committee meeting and made a number of points. And I just want to make an additional point to add to the proposal. The letter that we had read at committee, and it seemed after the audit report, and I'm not going to go into the details of the audit report, but it's hard to argue with when I know the council has contractual obligations, and I'm not going to argue against that. But what I had raised at the committee meeting was that I had concerns about the department's oversight of this process, and I think it's only right, on behalf of the ratepayer, that we write to the local government audit office to look into the department's role and their oversight mechanisms and how they worked throughout this process, whether they were effective or efficient. And I think it's the least we could do. So I want to add that on to the proposal.
Okay. Do I get a seconder for that? Okay, Councillor Good, a second. Everybody in agreement? Yeah, okay. Councillor Savage?
Yes, Chair. Just in relation to two items, page 4, the Derry Brown Park, and the vesting element of it. Chair, it's in relation to the whole vesting side of things, and more or less from the other side of the water, in relation to the residents of the Fallam area. There are grave concerns by families there. Nine impacted directly and 13 and indirectly in relation to the new road. And Chair, I would like to ensure that going forward that there's more engagement from DFI, and if the council, maybe through the DEA coordinator, could facilitate more engagement between DFI and the local residents.
Chairman, we'd raise that with DFI.
Okay, and item 5 is in relation to the new theatre and conference centre. We have a number of approaches from the local drama and performing arts groups, looking to see if they will be able to take part in the consultation in a meaningful way. Some of the concerns they've raised about accessibility for performing, etc., in the new facility, and if they could play a key role in shaping this as part of the consultation process. I've been asked to sort of make that officials aware of their keenness to be involved in it. It's a very vibrant sector, and I would like to see if some way they would be incorporated within the consultation process. Sure.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Is that everyone? Okay, we'll move on to item 8, which is the Regulatory Technical Services Committee held on the 20th of March. Again, for accuracy, so with page is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's it, 7. Okay. Opposed, Councillor Craig. Second, Councillor Clark.
I thank you, Chair. Just on page 2 on the planning performance, and I know over the last few months we had great difficulties there because we were down in numbers of staff, and I believe now that we're through that recruitment process and that we have 3 new members of staff started this morning. I know that we also now have Andrew Davison removed from dealing with these applications. He's dealing with the long-term applications, so he's out of the process, but it's just the difficulty that applicants had with their files keep changing about. You're dealing with one planner and it moves right down the line. And I know, as I say, the last couple of months there were serious difficulties. And we do seem to have a serious problem in keeping staff in the planning department. And we have 3 new members of staff now, and I'd like to see that someone would monitor that tightly and see that they're stable and see why staff isn't remaining within that department. Because there seems to be a problem there, and I know that they have to pay credit to the planning committee. The planning committee, the elected members on the planning committee, the work and commitment they put into the whole planning process is unbelievable. Each and every one of them, the hours and dedication they put to it. But that needs to be. They need the support of the staff, and they need to know that the staff is there, and they need to know the staff. Like the changeover all the time. So I would ask that this is tightly monitored, and that we work with these 3 new members of staff, and we assure that they have all the support. And the problem, I believe, raised by a previous panel was that they said they were highly trained and yet not making decisions. And we need to make sure that they are allowed to use the skills and the training that they have, and well able within that department to make decisions. There's a serious crisis in the rural areas at the minute. There's a serious housing problem. And I say we had a conference here in Newry to deal with the housing crisis, and the belief in the rural areas that the planning is in the rural areas, the planning is the hold up. So I'm hoping now, and I asked before, we are heading into a new council, and there is an opportunity to make sure this works before the end of this council, that we work with these three members of staff and we ensure that they get all the support and that they are allowed to use the skills that they have. And I would ask just that Marie monitors that closely.
Chair, I continually review planning and the performance of it. We have filled all of our posts at present today, but we have a number again that there will be changes just due to personal circumstances that we will be continuing to fill. The three staff coming in have got planning experience, which is fantastic for everybody, so we will continue to work with them. In relation to member of staff being moved, that is only for the purposes of a short term to allow us to look specifically at 2015, 16 and 17 files, because I was conscious that councillors are very keen to ensure that we remove all of the older files from the system and get them cleared. So I have that person working directly on 15, 16 and 17 files, and indeed you'll see some of that coming through in the planning committee schedule for this month, but it is something we continue to review. I would intend coming back into council in June with more details.
Thank you. Councillor Hardy, I think, makes some very good points there, and again, when we do have that changeover of staff, but some issues that have been raised to me recently is that the process actually starts again. We don't seem to have a handover of files to the new member of staff. That they seem to have to go through the full process before Negan is there and elongates the application process for them. And I was surprised to hear, because we've got assurances that these were going to stop. And again, Terry is really, the group meeting still taking place. You will have professional planners who should be able to make decisions. And maybe in larger ones, they have to sit together and have a chat with them. But the majority of the ones should be through, let them make their decision. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks so much, Chairperson. In relation to the recycling and the bottles now being in glass, being allowed to be put into blue bins, I welcome that news, but also I've been contacted by constituents in relation to calendars. You know, I know in previous years in both legacy areas, no residents, pardon me, would have got calendars, you know, I'd been in no collection days, except for whatever bins, and at the moment, concerns have been raised that no calendars have been available, and what is frustrating for residents that have no access to internet or social media. So I was asked on their behalf to raise this at council to get an update on what's happening. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, Councillor Andrews is right. We did take a report through RTS committee this month and said it, that we will be issuing calendars. Officers are working on that currently, and hopefully it'll be done within a matter of weeks.
Thanks very much, Owen. Thanks, Chair.
Councillor Maggott here.
Yeah, Chair, thank you. Just picking up on two things. One, just when Terry was on about the planning, I think I did ask the last time that we discussed this with full council, I talked about a planning protocol for staff, and maybe an ideal time is when maybe new staff are brought in, and talking around the expectations that the public that dealing with our planners would expect to have in terms of communication with them, and you know, and how we should all be at the end of the day singing out the same hymn sheet, you know, that people could either be directed to return calls or even not return calls, but this code of behaviour or conduct would be agreed with either the members of the plan committee or indeed the whole council. So I suggest that a couple of months ago, I believe I haven't heard anything about it since. The other thing is that I'm also led to believe that, and I'm not just trying to there now, that members, planners who are actually off on long term leave, I know cases where we had clients emailing them.
Dad, we can't get into anything about personnel.
Well, it's just a general thing is that it's nothing too controversial, Chief Executive. the fact is that if people email someone, I would expect that they would know that that email is just not sent to avoid, you know, that.
Sure, I can. I suppose just to
because people aren't getting.
I can ask them. I can ask the staff put on their out of office.
Yeah, I thought yes, and that's all I'm talking about. That code of conduct of the public that we're supposed to serve. The common sense. Thank you.
Okay, there's no more further answer to that. Councillor Quinn?
Yes, Chair. I would agree and support most of what Councillor Hardy had to say and the other speakers about the protocol within council. And I would like a wee bit of further information. The number of enforcements that are now being taken against planning applications, is there a drastic increase? And if there is, why? Because people seem to be finding out at a very late stage that an enforcement already exists against them. They're not being informed that enforcement is going to be taken out. And then that is their plot of land that they maybe paid very dear money for, blighted for any planning application in the future for them. And also it has an impact if they try to then sell the plot on. So I would like to know why... if and why we are taking so many enforcements.
Chair, I have been currently reviewing our enforcement cases and we are looking at that caseload and we will be, I suppose, trying to contact people where relevant. In relation to blight and land enforcement cases, the outcome of enforcement cases is to try to endeavour to get a negotiated successful outcome. It's not always the case, so it would be incorrect to say that with blight land, if there is an enforcement case on a piece of land, as I say, we'd work through that. I can certainly review and come back to members, as I've previously said, it would be my intention to come back into council in June, just regarding planning again.
Okay, thank you, Marie. Okay, Councillor Riley.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chairman. Chairman, just in your congratulatory comments at the start, you didn't mention the fact that Athlone won the Beckett Cup, Athlone FC, which was a tremendous achievement, and I'm sure the council would send a letter to them in recognition. Chairman, as far as planning goes, I'm on the planning committee. I've sat in on a few of them, and I think that committee should be scrubbed out and started from fresh, because it's just not effective. It's not doing its job the way it should be. And, you know, when you have people coming to you, whenever I have people come to me who are trying to get a small factory started that's going to employ people, we seem to want to put obstacles in their way rather than help them. Just the nonsensical attitude that we have. Councillor Quinn mentioned enforcement notices. People putting in for planning applications to come out, and some planner sees something that they think's a bit array, and they put an enforcement notice on them. And then that business is maybe held up, they can't apply for grants or anything. It's scandalous what the way this council planning department is operating. And talk to agents all over across Northern Ireland, and they'll tell you that this is the only council that's non-functional, that can't make their mind up on anything, can't get back to people, won't reply to people. It's not working, and we need to get it resolved.
Thank you, Councillor Reddy. Councillor Hannah?
Chair, just going back to what Brian said, to make it a wee bit clearer to you, Marie, what I see as the problem. People are not finding out that they have an enforcement on their property. And it could be up to a year or 18 months before they find it, or to they're actually looking for a decision on something. That is totally unfair. Whenever an enforcement is started, the people can be informed within a few days of the shit, not have to wait until about 18 months later. That's, I would have a real big issue with that, so I would bring.
Chair, as I've said, I'm reviewing enforcement at the minute, so I'll take on board that comment as part of the review.
Okay,
is
that everyone? Okay, first we'll move on to item 9 then, which is minutes of the Active and Healthy Communities Committee held on the 21st of March. Again, for accuracy, so it's page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Proposer? Proposed Councillor Highland, second by Councillor Hull. Matters arising, Councillor Savage.
Yes, sir. Page 6, in relation to relocation, Mary Mitchell's.
Chair, I welcome the work that officers have done in relation to try and resolve the problem for Newry with Mitchells and facilitating the club at Derry Lacca. But I'm conscious that this is a short-term or temporary solution to a long-term problem, and I would ask that the positive work and engagement that has been carried on to secure Derry Lacca for the club will be continued in trying to secure a permanent home for what is one of the oldest clubs in the city.
Charlie.
What I would also ask would be, what is the process now going forward to try and identify a site, given the fact that the club will now be displaced due to the potential Southern Relief Road?
Thank you, Chair. We're working with the club to try and identify another site for them. In the first instance, I think they're looking around to see what would be suitable. But certainly, if we can do anything to help them, we will.
Chair,
Councillor Hannah?
I just thought to follow up and to echo what Councillor Savage said. I mean, everybody would be aware of teams like Windmill Stars, the efforts that they've made to find accommodation and find pitches and stuff. It's extremely difficult in Newry. Newry is basically landlocked in terms of the provision of such pitches. And it would require an urgent task team to go and actively seek out grounds and places where Newry and Mitchells could play. It's been around too long. It's a very historic team and club, and we should be doing our damnedest to help them. Thank you. Chair, could I also just mention when I'm here, the conclusion of that meeting, Officer Michael Elizabeth made a number of points about the Albert Basin site and about the proposed park that was going there. Now, only a few Saturdays ago, we had the launch of a poster, a placard for the Albert Basin site. I was amazed at the turnout in Newry of people, not only councillors and officials and people like that, but also general members of the public who are just voting with their feet and want to see the development of a park there. I'm just interested why...
In a minute.
Councillor Hackland, is it? What page, sir?
I'm the chairman.
Under chairman's remarks.
Sorry if I got that wrong, but I can't see it.
All right, yes. Yeah, so yes, under chairman's remarks. Start of the meeting.
Right, the start of
the meeting. That's
what's... No, but I think that his remarks, they need to be investigated. I have no doubt that they're through. But it's just, it'll take a lot of people by surprise that there's going to be a number of hurdles that still be jumped in terms of work to be done at that site. People didn't realise or know about. And I think that... No. No, he never said council. He said that it will take a much longer period of time to get it in room. I think it's important that the people of Newry know
it. It's a former industrial site. Has to follow
the strange thing, Chairman, about that is that there's hundreds of people lived in that site as travellers, St. Christopher's Park, and there was no studies undertaken then to see whether any problems would emerge with them.
Right, Charlie. We'll have a speak to the chair, please, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
Councillor McAteer?
Yeah, Chair, just on the very last, page 14, last minute, yeah, just to welcome the work on the officers took put in place in terms of Ballyhole Community Centre and the action the council is proposing to procure a contractor to carry out any remedial work. I think this will allow the association to flourish and develop. And I just want to welcome that formally and thank the officers for all the input that was
okay.
Put in. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other matters arising from that? No? Okay, we'll move on to the next item. Response received from the District Council with regard to the geological disposal facility.
Yeah, Chairman, there's two bits of correspondence regarding that was part of the notice of motion regarding the radioactive waste. One letter coming from managers supporting ourselves saying that they've done that, and second letter really is from the Department of Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy, where they make the point is that Northern Ireland does not have high activity radioactive waste, and there's no plans for GDF in Northern Ireland. and any policy decision in terms of geological disposal would be a matter for the Northern Ireland Executive as it's a devolved matter.
Okay. Councillor Carr?
Yes, thank you, Chair. And maybe just to place on record our appreciation and thanks to Fermanagh and Omagh Council, who followed the ABC Council in supporting our motion on making it clear that no geological disposal facility will ever be acceptable in Northern Ireland. And in relation to item 11, I would also welcome the clarification from the Secretary of State that there are no plans for a GDF in NI, and emphasising again that any future decision for a GDF is subject to community agreement. But Chair, then it begs the question, why Radioactive Waste Management published a series of videos online looking at possible suitable sites? Surely step one would be identify a willing community, then carry out the study. It would have saved a lot of money and a lot of heartache for a lot of very concerned communities around the whole of the UK. I mean, it really was cart before the horse. And maybe in some nice form of words, we should let the Secretary of State know that. I have no idea what those studies cost, but to put them up for every corner of the UK and alarming communities prior to any one of them being asked or indicating they'd be interested in having it, I think was a big mistake, gross mistake. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Clark.
Thanks, Chair. Just to reinforce what Councillor Clark said, this topic did cause widespread alarm and panic in our communities, and I welcome the clarification in item 11. Excuse me. Item 11 basically saying that the North is not participating in the process. I think that's welcome news. But there is no community support for the GDF in our community, in Ireland. So I welcome the clarity on it. But they're still, the agenda here, as I said at the notice of motion, the agenda is to put this material into working class communities in England or Wales, and then to bribe them citizens to take the waste into their communities. But I'm glad that it will not be coming to our community.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Okay, so item 12 then, to correspondence received in the Department of Communities Reach Strangford Lough Ferry Service.
Chairman, 2 points in that there. The first one is just an early morning sailing, and now the permanent secretary can confirm that as discussed at a meeting, the council has the department started to explore how additional sailing could be introduced. So again, the queuing in terms of Strangford, they are currently exploring alternative ways to facilitate queuing vehicles and have agreed to work with the council to bring forward options, and they hope to bring something back to ourselves for consultation after the elections.
Okay, thank you. Now we have item 13, correspondence received from the Department of Communities for fixed beds, fixed odds betting terminals.
Again, Chairman, that's it, you know, that I suppose the point they're making really in the bottom of that is that they don't believe that a task force can serve any useful purpose, and the Department of Health has come back with a similar type as well, the calls and raised the issue, and they're saying this basically it comes into force, the legislature comes into force in GB today, and they'll monitor the position after and determine if any action is required.
Okay, so that moves us on then to item. Sorry, Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, just to make a comment on both in correspondence. I know, as you say, Liam, the two departments, one's coming back saying there's no point or no need for that force from DFC and the Department of Health, because they already work with the Department of Health and they already collaborate. And then the Department of Health are saying that they will collaborate. You know, and so even the both departments are on the same wavelength here. And I think going forward, especially in the health working groups, that we need to get some evidence of the collaboration on this issue, because it's no good just sitting back and saying, you know, that the policy falls on the DFC, and then the health risks from it are on the Department of Health, and we need to do a study and find out, as they say here, to get an understanding of the scale of the problem. If anybody on the ground is realising, in the generation growing up there, the problem is huge, absolutely huge, and it's something that they do have to take notice of. And we had a presentation here from Quinmurra And it's groups like that there that are actually taking the initiative, and they're talking about opening a centre just solely for gambling addiction. And it's groups like that that will always, you know, get up before the departments and do the work that needs to be done on the ground. So I think through the health working groups going forward, we need to get a clear evidence from both departments of what collaboration is going, because one's saying that they already are collaborating and the other one's saying that they will. And I think it's very important we stay on top of this in the next council.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Byrne. Councillor Clark.
Just to echo Councillor Byrne's comments, I agree with entirely. The Department of Health have a clear role in regards to problem gambling, along with the Department of Communities. And it is the frontline services, the people working in the front lines, dealing with addictions and suicide prevention. They can clearly see the scale of the damage that's been done to families by this problem of gambling. So I agree we do have to get that evidence and bring it to our health committee.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Okay, so move on to item 15 then, to notice of motion, Donard Domains, Newcastle. So we're going to send this to the committee, the ERT committee. So Councillor Clark, if you want to read the motion.
Okay, Chair. I'm going to have to get elected then to get back. That might take a bit of work. Just reading the motion in then. Muriel Moore and Down Council enters into discussions with Ansley Estate proposing that Council leases the woodland known as Donald Domains, Newcastle, in order that this woodland area can be properly maintained and made an attractive area to complement the amenities already existing in Donald Park, with a view to improving the recreational health and well-being and tourism potential. This area is an important habitat that requires adequate management.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll move on to item 16. So, if we can clear the room, please.
Get a proposer and a seconder to go into committee.
Just can I get a proposer and a seconder to go into committee? Councillor Ryan, Councillor McMahon. Okay, councillors, can we get a proposer and a seconder to come out of committee?
No.
Councillor Morrow, Councillor Stokes.
Okay.
Okay. Are we sorry?
Okay. Whilst in committee, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Stokes, seconded by Councillor Rowan, to delegate authority to the Party Reps Committee to progress the recruitment of a new chief executive in a timely manner.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, councillors, that's it. Thank you for your attendance. And good luck in the elections.